This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Craig from Everett is. Craig, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. I'm Taryn, your host, and it is time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Craig is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am. Let's do this.
In the classic fairy tale, Three Little Pigs, what was the first house made of?
Straw?
Correct. What sitcom featured Tim Allen as a local tool expert with his own TV show?
Tim the Tool Man Taylor, Home Improvement.
Correct. How many times have the Mariners been to the postseason?
3.
No.
2.
No.
5.
Yes. Which planet is orbited by a moon called Titan?
Saturn.
Correct.
Jupiter.
Microsoft was founded in what decade?
70s. 80s.
Correct, 70s. Which country contains both the highest and lowest points of elevation in South America?
Argentina.
Correct. How many lead singers has Van Halen had?
2, 3.
Three, correct. What is a baby elephant called?
Calf.
Correct. The two main components of bronze are copper and what?
Aluminum.
No.
Brass.
No.
Calf.
Oh, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got 8 correct, Craig.
I also like Craig's evil laugh when he first got on. Exactly. It was like, oh, man, I'm taking down Steve with that evil laugh.
You do have some work to do, Steve.
Oh, great.
I'm not going to lie to you. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yes.
In the classic fairy tale, Three Little Pigs, what was the first house made of?
Crap. Straw?
Correct.
Nice.
What sitcom featured Tim Allen as a tool expert with his own TV show?
Home Improvement.
Correct. How many times have the Mariners been to the postseason?
Oh, why are we rubbing it in? I'm going to go 3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
Yes. Which planet is orbited by a moon called Titan?
That would be Uranus.
No.
Jupiter?
No.
Mars?
No. Microsoft was founded in what decade?
The 90s.
No.
80s.
No.
70s.
Correct. Which country contains both the highest and lowest points of elevation in South America?
Pass.
How many lead singers has Van Halen had?
3.
Correct. What is a baby elephant called?
A Joey.
No.
A calf.
Yes. The two main components of bronze are copper and what?
Copper and silver?
No.
Copper and gold?
No.
Copper and tin?
Yes. What was the first fast food restaurant to offer salads nationwide?
Burger King?
No.
McDonald's?
No.
Taco Bell?
No.
Oh,
let's see with that, Steve.
You know, they got lettuce.
You got seven correct, which is a loss. 8-7.
Got him. That's two for me this year.
Well, nice
isn't
work,
that great?
Craig.
2025's just been awesome for you, huh?
Is Craig going to be your new arch nemesis?
He might be.
One that Craig did know that you did not know. The planet that is orbited by a moon called Titan is Saturn.
Okay.
And then the country that contains both the highest and lowest points of elevation in South America is Argentina.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to try.
And the fast food question, the first one to offer salads nationwide.
Danny, do you know it?
No.
Wendy's. Remember they had like a salad bar back in the day? You don't remember that?
I don't remember unless I actually stepped foot inside of a Wendy's. Like, I mean, I've had Wendy's via drive-through, but I don't remember the last time I walked into a Wendy's.
When was the last time you ordered a salad at a fast food restaurant?
Oh, just yesterday.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.